Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jason Isley of Franchise Development for the 1-800-GOT-JUNK franchise opportunity. And 1-800-GOT-JUNK is the world's largest junk removal franchise with 200-plus franchise partners throughout the United States, Canada, and Australia. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. Stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jason Isley of Franchise Development for the 1-800-GOT-JUNK franchise opportunity. And 1-800-GOT-JUNK is the world's largest junk removal franchise with 200-plus franchise partners throughout the United States, Canada, and Australia. Hey, Jason, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Marty. Great to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Jason. Thanks for coming on this show. Jason, we always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I am calling in from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia on the west coast of Canada.
Nice. How's the weather there today?
You know what? Clear blue skies, nice sun rising, and crisp cold air. So it's a nice January day here.
That's fantastic. I do have an interesting background, Jason. What were you doing before joining the 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Well, you know what? Not much. I've actually been with the company, just joined the company a little over 10 years ago, and before that I was a student. So this has been my career, my life, and franchising is essentially all I know.
That's fantastic. The company has an amazing history. Did you want to talk a little bit about that, the history of the organization? We've spoken
about you guys
on several occasions.
Yeah, you bet, and it's a fun story because our company came to be with from the mind of our founder and CEO, Brian Scudamore, and and for him, you know, he started this company back when he was 18 years old. He was a student looking for a summer job at the time, and it was a tough job market.
Yeah.
And needed to find a way to pay for college. So, oddly enough, he was sitting in a McDonald's drive-thru of all places when in front of him he saw a beat-up old pickup truck with plywood sides, and it said Mark's Hauling on the side. And he thought to himself, you know, I can do that. That seems simple enough. So he had $1,000 in the bank, took $700 of it, and bought a pickup truck and spent the rest on brochures and business cards and became everything we say we're not today, the man with truck that will haul junk type, and that was the beginning. So it was a start, paid for his way through school. However, ironically, what was supposed to pay for school led him to dropping out. He was actually finding he was learning more about business by running one than actually reading about it in a book, and was continually getting too many phone calls. So dropped out of school. His dad, who's one of the top liver transplant surgeons here in the city, obviously not too impressed his son was dropping out of college to become a junk man. But the business started to grow. And, you know, just year over year, it started to double in size to the point where he had $1 million business on his hand and realized that he had something going. And the franchising began. So that was the beginning. It was a very humble beginning, but, you know, when you start that small, you're able to learn a lot. And obviously, we're lucky to have him as a CEO. He's a pretty sharp guy, and here we are today.
Yeah, it is. It's an amazing story, and we've mentioned it on several occasions. We even had Jason on the show. We were talking to Michael Gerber, I know you know the name. And
yes.
Michael Gerber was actually talking about the 1-800-GOT-JUNK opportunity. I know that the founder of your company was a big advocate also of the E-Myth, I guess.
Yes, that is a Bible within our organization, most certainly.
That's fantastic. So how has the show Hoarders impacted your business or your franchise? My wife is obsessed with this show, and we see you guys, it seems like, every day, you know, watching the old clips of Hoarders, which has become a very interesting show. A lot of people watch it, and you see your trucks all over the place.
Yeah, no, that's been a lot of fun for us, and we're very fortunate to be on that show because it does so much great things for our brand. I mean, the most obvious is just creating awareness, you know, just continuing to get our brand in front of such an audience and our logo. I mean, you can't pay for that kind of advertising that we're receiving.
True.
So we're certainly grateful, but beyond just creating awareness, it actually drives a lot of interest towards our business opportunity. You know, we receive a lot of phone calls of people saying, hey, I saw you on Hoarders. I realize you're not in my town. How do I get involved? So, you know, that is something that we hope continues forever and something that we have a lot of fun with. I know that our franchise owners enjoy being on camera and being able to watch themselves on TV as well. So lots of great benefits for us from that.
Oh, absolutely. So how do you describe the 1-800-GOT-JUNK franchise opportunity to someone who's interested, Jason? Where do you begin?
You know, if we're talking the opportunity itself as a franchise opportunity, I mean, this is more than junk hauling. You know, for us, it's not just what we're actually providing as a service, but it's more about creating an experience and building a brand. And that's what gets us excited here. You know, we want to be creating a household name. We want people to be saying, hey, you know what, I had some amazing service, and from all people, it was people that took my junk. So it's not about, do you know how to drive a truck? Do you know how to pick up garbage? It's more about, do you want to build something special? Do you want to build a brand within your community? Do you want to build something that people can relate to, that they enjoy experiencing? And that's sort of, you know, the best way that I think I can describe it. It's not rocket science by any means. It's a pretty simple model, but you need to take pride in it, and you got to have a little fun as well.
Of course. Oh, absolutely. That's well said. So has technology played a role in this business, or is this fairly low technology, Jason, would you say?
No, actually. We are tech geeks for that matter.
Really?
Yeah, you think junk, you think a low-tech industry.
Right.
But we've actually, we love technology. And so on a number of fronts, we've actually been written up in Wired Magazine for the software that we've developed to run our business. We developed our own proprietary software called JunkNet, which is a platform that all of our franchise owners use to manage their business. It's the same platform that our call center uses to schedule the appointments. And because of it, you know, we're able to communicate pretty effectively with all of our owners. They're able to understand what's happening in their business. And we're able to sort of dispatch information electronically, you know, right from our head office out to the individual trucks, you know, through, initially it was through SMS, now thankfully to smartphones it gets a little easier. So, you know, we always like to be on the cutting edge of technology. On a marketing standpoint and brand building standpoint, we've partnered with Google on many accounts to sort of be one of their beta testers for a lot of the projects that they have. We have a very close relationship. So whether it be, you know, pay-per-click campaigns or whether it be having a branded YouTube channel, you know, we like to stay on the forefront. We like to be nimble, and we're not afraid to try new things. So, no, technology has played a huge role in our business right from day one, and it's something that we'll continue to do moving forward.
Wow, that's fantastic. Are there any numbers on the industry? I mean, as far as how big this industry is? I mean, I know you guys are in Canada.
Yeah, that's a fun question, and it's probably the toughest one for me to answer.
I can imagine,
because,
yeah.
You know, there wasn't really an industry before we came along. You know, there wasn't exactly the mindset of, oh, geez, I'll call a company to clean out my garage or to empty my basement. So it's one where it's tough to answer because we've sort of been creating it as we go along. And, you know,
absolutely.
we're doing system-wide sales of north of $100 million. We honestly believe that this can be a billion-dollar industry. You know, we've just scratched the surface. We continually, you know, conduct research to see what our awareness is throughout North America. And you know, a lot of times it's, you know, unaided awareness is under 10%. So not a lot of people still know about us, and yet we're still doing some great business so far. So we got a long ways to go. So tough question, but hopefully that gives you a bit of insight.
It does, absolutely. So what's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since being with the organization, Jason? Is there anything that stands out? Or I'm sure you have a lot of interesting stories.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I could go through countless tales of the unique items that we continually find at people's homes, whether it be, you know, a warehouse full of mannequin heads to old freezers filled with sardines. I mean, the list goes on and on. I think for me, though, the most interesting thing that's happened to me personally is just the ability to meet such a wide variety of people that are interested in joining the business. You know, this is something where we have people from technology backgrounds, we have engineers that join our business from finance backgrounds, from sales backgrounds. I mean, all walks of life. And I think what's appealing, like I mentioned earlier, is that it's a simple model. You know, you have trucks, you go pick up items, you provide great service, you build a brand. So anybody can get into it. And so I've met a lot of great people from wonderful backgrounds, and I think that's been my favorite part.
Yeah, and it's just what I've always loved about this particular model is, you know, again, because I have studied you guys, it is a fairly simple model, you know. It always reminded me a lot of like a Subway kind of story, starting the company for $1,000, you know, and, you know, Fred DeLuca was the same thing. What types of characteristics, then, do you look for in your franchisees since there's that diversity, Jason?
Yeah, great question. And for us, there's a few different things. I mean, when you talk skill sets, the big one is sales and marketing ability.
Yeah.
You know, whether you have the experience or not, at least have the aptitude. Because I think in any business, you know, you need to be able to get out into your community and develop relationships. You know, we always believe, especially for us, we don't have a retail storefront. You know, you can't just flip open the open sign and hope people walk through the door. You really have to get out there and meet with people. So sales and marketing is a big skill set for us. I think, like I say, that can apply to most businesses. The other one is management skills, leadership ability. You know, you have all these truck teams driving all over the city, picking up all this junk. You need to be able to, A, find great people and be on top of them. You know, make sure that they're delivering that experience that you want them to your clients. So those are the soft skills. Beyond that, we want people that are going to be committed, you know, on a full-time basis to running this business. We find that's the best way to create success, is if you're in it to win it, as they say.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, just being appropriately capitalized. So,
wow.
Nothing earth-shattering there. I think, like I mentioned,
right.
that can be applied to most business concepts, but those are the key elements that we look for in successful franchise owners.
That's interesting. So how does the training work then for your new franchisees, Jason? What goes on there?
Yeah, this is something we put a big emphasis on.
Mm-hmm.
To us, it's all about building a foundation and getting the systems in place so that when you do launch your business, you can just focus on execution. So our training begins. We have a two-month startup process where we have people put all the right systems in place, you know, get everything implemented that they need to, and then they come to our head office here in Vancouver for a week of training where we literally teach everything that we know about 1-800-GOT-JUNK, everything from
right.
how to load a truck to how to hire an employee to how to manage your books. And so it's a pretty in-depth training program. After that, you know, after 2 full months of working with us and a week of training, people are usually chomping at the bit to get going, and we're pretty
of course,
excited to
right.
watch them grow. I think one of the things that I like about our organization is that it doesn't end there, though. You know, we continue to work with our franchise partners very closely throughout the life of their franchise with business coaches and mentors because we want to ensure success, and I think that's led to a lot of the wins that we've had over the years.
Interesting. So what's a typical day like as a franchisee, if there is such a thing as a typical day?
Yeah.
Imagine every day is kind of different, but...
Right. Good clarification. But, you know, if I was to sort of give you a semi-typical day, I think
mm-hmm.
it would start with getting up in the morning, you know, going online, looking at our software and printing off the schedules
right.
for each one of your trucks for the day. You know, getting things ready for your teams. You would do you would meet with your truck teams. Your employees would show up for the day, and you do your little pre-shift meeting. Let them know what they need to accomplish, what the goals are for the day. Is there any particular marketing that needs to take place? And then away your teams go. From there, our owners should be focused on growing their business. And so whether that be out there, you know, whether it's going to a local networking breakfast at your Chamber of Commerce and meeting other business owners within the community, from there perhaps you go out and start knocking on some doors of realtors and doing a
right.
little bit of cold calling potentially and trying to find people that you can explain our service to. Maybe it's property managers or going out and talking with contractors. This is an opportunity where the harder you work, the more business you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that's always nice to be able to really impact your business directly. Maybe in the afternoon, you have an interview set up, find a few more truck employees, get out there and do some of the marketing. And then by the time the day wraps up, you meet with your team, see how the day went, you know, collect all the books for the day. And then maybe your evening is, you know, doing a little bit of admin work at home, you know, entering all the information
right.
from the day and logging everything that needs to be logged. If you're really keen, maybe you're hitting another networking event. Again, continuing to get out there and push your brand, create the buzz within that community of what it is that 1-800-GOT-JUNK has to offer.
Interesting. Where does the junk actually go then, Jason? I mean, what happens? I mean, so I know some of it probably gets recycled, some of it gets disposed of, some of it might get donated. Is that typically how it works? I mean,
yeah, you know, we take big pride in trying to divert as much as we can from the landfill, and it's a metric that we monitor very closely. Right now, our stats, we're diverting more than 70% of the items that we pick up away from the landfills. So, yeah, it's a wide variety, whether we can donate things to charities, perhaps we're taking things to scrap metal dealers or secondhand stores or Salvation Army or wherever we can find a place to take materials.
Right.
It's in our best interest, not only from helping the environment and looking good within the community,
right.
but it increases profitability. You know, it costs money to go to the landfill. So anytime we can find another method to do so, we're certainly encouraged that way. So, you know, that's something that we want to continue to grow that number. Will we ever get it to 100%? Hey, never say never, but I think that might be
right.
a little bit tough.
Right.
But so far, I think we're doing a pretty good job of trying to be as green as possible.
That That's great. So what advice would you give to our listeners? You know, most of them are, we call them aspiring franchise entrepreneurs. They know they want to buy a franchise, but they just don't know where to begin. And, you know, you've been doing this for a while now. What would you say to them, Jason, in their quest to buy a franchise?
You know, I would just say look around and really do your homework. You know, get out there and do the research. Talk to franchise owners, people that are in the business that you're looking at. I mean, that's something we always encourage. We don't want to hide anything. And there's going to be strengths and weaknesses to every brand, and you need to look at it and say, okay, do my strengths match up? Is this something that I'm going to be able to excel at? And then the biggest piece of advice I would say is be appropriately capitalized. You know, whatever the minimums are, have more. You know, I think cash is always king in any business, and you set yourself up to win because you never know what's around the corner. We watched a few years ago with the market crash and the big recession, and that hurt a lot of people. So I think capital is such a big piece of it. And then the last thing I'll mention very quickly, I always think this is the best one, is that be prepared to work hard. You know, I think a lot of people think there's some get-rich-quick schemes out there and some great programs you can jump on and just invest and watch your money grow. Not the case. Entrepreneurship is probably the hardest thing anybody could ever do, but probably the most rewarding as well.
Yeah, well said. So what are your plans for the future? I mean, you guys are up to now, what is it, like 200-plus, and you're in, I guess, three different countries. You're in, was it Australia, United States, and, of course, Canada. What's next for you guys?
Well, I mean, we're going to continue to grow. And I mean, we still have openings in North America where we're looking for great people. We still have a couple of openings in Australia. And then in the coming years, we're going to start to look at, other countries. You know, and we haven't really set aside which countries at this point. To us, it's more important to find the right person rather than trying to squeeze into a particular market. But something exciting that we are doing is we've just launched a second brand. And we've decided to leverage all of our knowledge, all of our know-how, our resources, and our infrastructure, and we're taking on a new service-based industry. So we have just started 1-888-WOW One Day Painting. And we've been at it 10 months. We're up to 10 locations already, and we're expecting big things in 2012. And we just looked at it and said, hey, we have another fragmented industry that really doesn't have a true household name yet. So we thought, we're taking on the world of painting. We're going to up the standard in that world as well and see what we can accomplish. So that's what gets me out of bed in the morning right now and keeps me excited.
That's fantastic. We're going to have you back on the show and talk about that one as well, as that brand also continues to grow. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Jason? Any websites they should go to?
Yeah, you know what? 1-800-GotJunk.com. And it's pretty self-explanatory from there, but we'll have a ton of information. Of course, you can always feel free to dial the 1-800-GOT-JUNK number, and they'll always direct you to the right place as well. But look forward to speaking with anybody that might be interested.
That's fantastic. And I want to congratulate you guys on your success, Jason. Again, we've been following you guys a long time now and talking about you guys for a long time on the show. I think we've probably mentioned you on like 5 to 10 occasions already. So it was great that we finally had you on the show and got to speak to you. So be well, and I'd love to have you back on the show.
Excellent, and I would look forward to the opportunity. Thank you so much for the invite today. Have a great rest of the day.
Thanks so much, Jason. Have a great day today. And we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Are Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. And today's podcast is being brought to you by Diamond Financial Services. And if you're looking for a loan to finance your franchise, simply click the Diamond Financial Services logo below. Today's podcast, you're going to get to hear from a legend in entrepreneurship and franchising, and that's Michael Gerber. And we've had Michael on the show two times up to this point, and the first time we had him on the show, Don and I were amazed at the amount of emails we received and listeners, and it was really overwhelming and incredibly fun at the same time. One of the questions that we commonly ask on every show is, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? And naturally, Michael's response was brilliant. So here we go.
Entrepreneurship?
Yeah, well, I think before that, Mike, I think a lot of people listening might be a little surprised that your mom still tells you what to do.
No, that's the problem. My mom never told me what to do. She inspires me to do things that I never thought about doing.
Absolutely. That's great. That's tremendous. Yeah. What advice would you give to a prospective franchisee looking to buy a franchise, Michael?
Well, first of all, understand what you want. It has less to do with the franchise than it does with you. What is it truly important to you to do? This whole new emergence of the Dreaming Room, for example, really revolves around the idea that struck me that this is the age of the new entrepreneur. And the new entrepreneur is very, very much different than the one who preceded him. The new entrepreneur is more interested in a business that has meaning, not just money. So the whole question for the new entrepreneur or the one who wants to buy a franchise is really, so what's the meaning of this? What's the impact of this on the world? When we begin to look at the world and really realize that the world is in dreadful shape, you wonder then how I, in a business of my own, could have some kind of impact that would add value to the world. So I'd begin to look at franchises from that perspective. What's the value of the franchise? Presuming that I'm going to be successful, what is the value? What do I deliver that has value to my customer? What pride do I get from what it is I'm doing? What am I adding a benefit to the world as opposed to subtracting from the world, presuming, again, I'm going to be successful? So the first thing is, what does this company mean? What is the true meaning of this? And what's the impact and import of it? For me in my life, you know, I'm going to die one day, and I'm going to probably die inside my business. And what I'd like to ask myself is, will I be proud of the fact that I devoted the rest of my life to doing this?
Right.
Would I want to say this to people I love? Would I want to say this to my kids? What am I going to say to them when I describe what I've chosen to do with the years of my life that I'm going to do it in? Because, in fact, you're going to spend the rest of your life in this business or in something very much like it. The second thing I would ask, once I've decided that, yes, this is a worthy thing to do for me, a human being, how organized is this thing that I'm going to do? How organized is it? Does it have a truly kick-ass breakthrough system for doing what it needs to do, which is attract people to it as customers, which is convert those people into active customers and paying customers, and ability to convert those customers into clients, meaning they come back again and again and again and again. So I want to build or buy that capability, or I'm going to then be need to build it for myself.
Wow. That's a great idea. We've been asking that question now since we started the show, Michael. We never got such a great response.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so really, you know, don't jump into anything quickly. Do your due diligence. And that's a good point. I mean, this might be something you've been doing for a long time. Are you going to be proud of telling people this is what you do?
Strong words, proud, yeah.
I mean, that's, Marty, you and I have talked about people just can't jump into something that sounds great. They got to
They have to go more deeply into their own motivation.
Right.
And that's the thing that's missing almost all the time. Essentially, the prospective franchisee, the guy, the woman who decides they want to buy a business opportunity, essentially they go out there, and the one who pitches the deal the best gets the deal. And I'm essentially saying it's got to turn around the other way. The one who's going out becomes more thoughtful about what I'm looking for, as opposed to simply going out and looking for a good business to run.
Right, absolutely.
So that's that right there might be a strong characteristic of a
– Those are very deep words from Michael. Is talking about the whole, you know, what is this franchise going to mean? You know, how do I want to be remembered? So, again, it's going very deep into that question, but again, it's one of the best responses I think we've had up to this point. And again, it is Michael Gerber. You know, he's sold millions of copies. His latest book is Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, and we had Michael on the show several months ago, and we spoke about the book. And again, he's going to be in Great Quotes and Franchising on several occasions. It was hard to decide which one we were going to use first, but this was it. So again, you're going to see Michael again in a couple other editions of Great Quotes and Franchising. That day that we did the show, following us, actually became a friend to the show, Ken Six, who hosts a show called Arbor Talk with Peter Felix. And Ken was also a big fan of Michael Gerber. Here was Ken's reaction following the show. And again, we'll leave you with that. And we'd love to hear your feedback on this edition of Great Quotes and Franchising. And we'll see you soon. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Here we go.
And this is, well, need I say more, Joe? We've got a jam-packed show. Joe, you got to get Marty back on the line. I think that was Michael Gerber on his show.
That was Michael Gerber.
I tell him to call in. That guy he wrote the E-Myth.
He did.
We need Marty to come in for about a minute.
Yeah. That's a very good idea. Let me work
on that. If you're listening, Marty, call us up.
All right, we'll do. All right.
We'll be right back.